from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Team. My point was, everybody, the front office tried to tell the fan base, and the fan base believed it, that Joey Bart's not a big league player. And he goes to Pittsburgh, gets a change of scenery, clears his head, and now he's not getting full-time at bats. He's only played in 54 games. But in 54 games, my guy's batting .273, and he's got 11 jacks and 33 RBIs.
Let me ask, what are all Giants catchers not named Patrick Bailey? What do we have, one home run this year?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm serious.
I don't even...
Like the Kirk Casale, Tom Murphy, Jackson Reitz, who's no one's...
36. Got him. Did it again. Got him.
Bone Mel said I couldn't let him go out there, man. Oh, my gosh.
When I hear Bo Mel, and I'm not, I don't think Bo Mel's that great, but I also don't think he's the worst thing in the world. Like, he's just whatever. He's just totally whatever, right? But here's the thing.
He's got
a Matt Rhule vibe to him. Here's the thing. When you're a coach of a team and you know your team's just not that good, it's like, what are you gonna say?
Yeah, I know. You got nothing. He's exasperated.
You know what I call this? This is when on my CYO basketball team, when we're just not good and we're overmatched, it does. Like, I'd have other coaches like, you gotta call a timeout. It's like, this game's over, bud.
Listen,
like,
man.
Not to be mean, but like, we're down 16. We have no chance of coming back. We're lucky to be down 16. I stick my hands in my pocket. That doesn't mean I'm done and I'm waving the white flag. I just stick my hands in my pocket and I realize, there's not much I can do.
Dude, Bobel
heard. Can't dribble.
Hey, Bobel heard that last grunt and said, that's enough. That's enough. Time to go.
You asked, has anyone hit two batters to start a game?
Yeah.
You asked that question.
Yeah, in Major League Baseball.
Like fifth grade CYO playoff game, you know, St. Cecilia, St. Gabe's, maybe. Maybe down at Twin Creeks this weekend for some 13-year-old that hasn't pitched ever before because you're in game 5 of a tournament and all your arms are used up. Like, I mean, this guy's been in the game for, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years. I've
never seen anything like it. But Bo Mel, I wonder what's going on through his head as he sees the Padres rolling right now. The Padres are rolling.
You know what he's thinking?
And he's thinking, I blew that situation. How the hell did I end up back in San Francisco when I had it? The Padres are 16 games over 500. They're not ready to throw a parade for A.J. Preller, the GM, that everybody said ruined everything. And all of a sudden, Manny Machado's having fun. They're winning games. Tatis Jr.'s been on the IL. He'll come back now. There's a question. Will he ruin the chemistry? Well, you know what? He'll fall in line.
Apparently, it was Soto.
Yeah, apparently Soto didn't like him. And they had the big story. Remember they had the big story?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Soto. He aired out the San Diego Padres. Well, Soto may have motivated the Padres. And Bo Mel may have motivated the Padres. So, Look, man.
Soto's a free agent.
Don't even start. Don't even start. Don't even do that. Don't even do that. I will not do that one time.
The Giants. If he goes to the Dodgers, I think he's staying.
Would you be shocked? Just cancel the league if that happens. I'd not be surprised.
I think he's staying in New York.
Oh, my God. Don't go to the Dodgers.
I think he's going
to
stay at Pinstripes.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
I think he's staying in Pinstripes, but I think Blake Snell might be a Dodger.
I think
Blake Snell's going to be a Dodger.
By golly.
So listen,
are we just supposed to, like, honestly, as a Giants fan, are we just supposed to, like, just say, nah, the next 10 years are the Dodgers? Like,
I thought we were already saying that.
I'm not giving up. Well, forget the Dodgers.
The last 10 years have been the Dodgers.
They're out of sight, out of mind. You're behind the Diamondbacks and Padres now. You're behind the D-backs and the Padres right now. You are a fourth place team in a 5-team division, right? And I know every team, I know every division has 5 teams. I get it.
Well, they might reconfigure that.
Maybe.
When they add the 2 new teams.
Maybe. But they're a fourth place team behind the Diamondbacks and Padres. You're 9 games behind them in the loss column. All right? 8.5 games back because, you know, the game's got to matter. You got to mix and match the game. But 9 games behind the loss column. The Padres and Diamondbacks. Forget the Dodgers for a second. You're behind the Diamondbacks and the Padres.
I mean,
and the gap is growing wider and wider and wider the more and more Farhan runs this team. So when you look at a game like last night and a must-win game, and Robbie Ray doesn't even go 1 inning. 1 inning. And again, the bottom of the 3rd inning. Your base is loaded with 1 out to try to get back into a game. A good team's like, you know what? We're not out of it. Let's get a big hit here. Maybe it's 6-3. Maybe it's 6-4. And you strike out in back-to-back at-bats to a guy we never even heard of on the Atlanta Braves. We never even heard of this guy. Grant Holmes, he pitched a career-high 7 innings yesterday and earned his first major league win and had no trouble doing it. That's where we're at right now. In-game, out-of-the-game, long-term, short-term. This is disappointing. And in the next segment here, 888-957-9570, it's been a pretty disappointing year when it comes to Bay Area sports.
Statement.
What has been the biggest disappointment to you, Bay Area sports fans? 888-957-9570. Was it the Niners losing the Super Bowl? Was it the Brandon Ayuk situation that has yet to be resolved? Was it the Golden State Warriors not making the NBA playoffs? Was it Draymond Green getting suspended? Was it Moses Moody not playing? Was it Klay Thompson moving on to Dallas? Was it the San Francisco Giants? What has been the biggest disappointment in the Bay Area so far this season? Now, the Niners could flip the switch and get us rolling here in the second half of the Bay Area. Steph Curry hasn't been a disappointment winning Olympic gold, but for the most part, it's been a disappointing season, a disappointing year for Bay Area sports. Bay Area fans, what's been the biggest disappointment? 888-957-9570, line them up. And we could laugh about them because I don't want to turn it into negativity or whatnot. But it has been really like, wow, what the hell's going on around these parts?
He's never going to live down, Farhan, the best rotation in baseball quote.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's one thing to say we have one of the better rotations. Like,
yeah.
You really have to be calculated with your words, right, when you're speaking at a dais. No wonder they didn't want televisions taking it live and radio taking it live because they knew it was going to be clipped and sent out. And guess what, Farhan? You said it, buddy.
And guess what? It's still clipped and it's out there. And every day I look at Twitter, like Harry Barrison, I brought him up yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, Bonta, I'm living rent-free in your head. And any tech, I'll read this text from him. He goes, actually, his wife, Rose, her old coworker, who she hadn't heard from in years, texted her at 7 a.m. yesterday morning. They're talking about Harry on 95.7 The Game. And he goes, I didn't even have to ask what it was about. I already knew what it was about.
And what was it?
Because he was like, Bonta, you got the best rotation in baseball. Look at this. So
You can't. I think he was saying it
tongue-in-cheek, but the Red Series got him gassed up. He got him gassed up. You know how us fans operate. We flip-flop.
Bonta, the start yesterday from Robbie Ray, it's not as severe, but it so reminded me of the Barry Zito start against the Padres in game 161. opportunity to salvage the contract and just, he was in a horrible year that, you remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Where he walked to the bases loaded and I believe walked in a run and Bochy's like, all right, I got to get you out of here. Like that's what, and I think he went two or three innings in that game. I forget what the specifics were, but he had an opportunity to just like just don't throw up all over yourself. Like Barry, if you just don't throw up all over yourself, we could win the division at home today on this day. And he ended up waiting until game 162 and then ended up having to be Johnny Sanchez. Robbie Ray, dude, we just needed you to go four or five innings yesterday. You couldn't even get three outs.
He couldn't get three outs.
Dude. Three outs?
He couldn't even get three outs.
But the grunting thing, we're really into it, huh?
I didn't even know if he got two outs. Did he even get two outs?
He got two outs.
Was it two outs?
He had two innings.
Point two, what was the second out? It wasn't before Michael Harris, was it? I don't remember that.
The second out was when Bo Mel pulled him out.
So he struck out Ozuna. And then
he did strike out Ozuna.
He struck out Ozuna. I remember that.
He struck out Laureano.
He struck out Laureano. Okay. Gotcha.
Ramon Laureano.
Was it Michael Harris home run after Laureano? Laureano's having, he's back in the Bay, baby.
I mean, make a play in the outfield, Dougie.
There's been so many former A's to make plays in this series.
Sean Murphy.
Matt Olson going opposite field as a left-hander, too, by the way, just making it look so easy.
How about Sean Murphy getting off the snide?
He smoked that one off.
He smoked it.
From our good friend Paul Simpson. Matt Chapman, 60th in baseball in RBIs, kind of says it all, doesn't it? Best player on the Giants.
Yeah, boy.
60th.
Probably our Willie Mack Award winner.
That means every team has two guys ahead of him, and he's leading the Giants. Every team in baseball.
Damn. Biggest disappointment in the Bay Area, the A's leaving Oakland. That's a good one from the 510. Line them up, folks. 888-957-9570. I'm going to hear from some fresh voices here, some new fans, some Bay Area fans. What has been the biggest disappointment so far in the Bay Area in 2024?
What is your
biggest disappointment? Does it have to do with the Warriors, the Giants, the Niners, the Sharks, the A's? Maybe it's Cal. Maybe it's Stanford. Maybe it's USF at St. Mary's.
Shanahan.
What is your biggest disappointment in 2024 possibly in the professional sporting scene here? That's coming up. 888-957-9570. That is coming up. Brought to you by Life Source Water Systems. I want my money. I want my money now. I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again.
All right. Check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
Oh, man. Good morning to everybody out there. It is Thursday. Tomorrow's payday. I think some of our money hits today, though. Like Spadoni smiling ear to ear.
Certain banks.
Well,
unfortunately,
there's a lot of bills coming up.
Shout out Fremont Bank. Did you hear what's happening?
No, what's happening?
Well, full-service banking and no compromises is always happening.
Celebrating 60 years.
There's a summit that might be on the horizon. I don't know if it's been announced. I don't want to leak all the information. I know the big boss man.
Bonte, you didn't know this, but I foresee the future.
Oh, RJ.
Right now I'm starting to miss those playoff checks with the Golden State Warriors.
Right now, not earlier in the year.
And so for me, I'm starting to see some things. I'm like, uh-oh. All the parking we're paying for and everything. I'm like, uh-oh. You know, so for me, that may be the biggest disappointment of the season is the Warriors of 2024. And I'm talking about the current year for Bay Area sports.
From January to now. Because I could make an argument like disappointments. Luciano, 5-year hype, not meeting the expectations.
You only get one.
No, I know.
You got to leave some on the table.
I'm laying some out. The entire Giants offseason not delivering for the full year the way we expected it to. Jorge Soler, Jung-Hoo Lee, Blake Snell at the beginning of the season.
Robbie Ray.
Like, that's its own thing. I don't want to criticize him. I'm not ready to throw him out, but Harrison was the number one ranked left-handed starter prospect for almost two calendar years. And he's been fine, but he hasn't met the hype. I think that's the fair point. Like, I'm a little disappointed there. Disappointed in Luis Matos. Disappointed in Camilo Duvall's regression.
Anybody disappointed with the 49ers front office with the way they've handled the Brandon Ayuk situation?
Absolutely. And I'm disappointed in Ayuk to a degree.
Are you disappointed in Shanahan for the way he coached the Super Bowl?
Well,
I know a lot of A's fans. 888-957-9570. Disappointed in ownership? Fisher? Cavill? Stadium, City of Oakland, like Shark fans, are you disappointed? Maybe they're probably the ones who popped the champagne. They got Backlund celebrating.
Here's
he was at the game last night.
I mean, like, I'm thinking about the Warriors. Like, I was disappointed that Draymond's season went the way it went with all the suspensions. Mm. Like, extremely disappointed. I'll keep it at 100. I'm disappointed the LeBron James trade didn't go through. Now knowing what we know. Yes. What?
I just don't think that ever was going to happen, but I understand you being disappointed. Probably more so, though, like the Klay Thompson situation. That's incredibly. That like Sam brought that up to me. It's probably the Niners Super Bowl loss and losing Klay Thompson. Those are the top two
disappointments.
I think so.
So far in the Bay Area in 2024. Now we can flip this year. Maybe the Giants go on a hot heater here and get in the wild card.
You can't even say it with a straight face. Let me go on a heater.
When does crack? Now, so the cocaine's happening. When does that crack come into play for you?
Is it the disappointment of not getting Lowry Markkanen? Are you disappointed that you didn't get Paul George on a go-to-say Warriors?
It bothers me.
Are you disappointed that Luciano stinks?
Are you disappointed the Paul George trade didn't go through?
I just said that.
Are you, though?
Oh, me? Oh, no. I told you from day one. I'm not with Paul George. No, I could have been talked into it. And
that was a little disappointing. See, I was disappointed.
I mean, Paul George is okay, but... You know, you got Steph, so maybe Paul George does fit. He knows he's the second option, and you got Steph Curry right there. Sure.
Were you disappointed that Steve Kerr got all the slander that he got for not playing Jason Tatum?
Yeah, it's always disappointing when I see people ripping our head coach who got 4 championships. Like, you can make the argument that Shanahan gets more praise than Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr is the one who's helped bring banners here and change the system of the offense and unlock Curry to become one of the most deadly offensive players we've ever seen in NBA history.
I just think NBA coaches are viewed as less valuable than play callers.
Which is crazy.
Because
you got to manage.
Coaching's pretty important.
No doubt. But basketball is too. You got to manage those egos, man. Managing those egos with Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, and keeping them all on the same page to win the championship. I watched Dale Harris try to coach the Lakers. Didn't work out for him.
No, I agree. I watch
great teams have talent all the time, and coaches, you let players just run amok, and next thing you know, you lose the team. You need somebody there with an iron fist to know how to manage these egos, to lead. So
no doubt.
I get disappointed.
There is some truth to his lineups being a little suspect.
Yeah, no doubt. There's lineups there where we all scratch our head.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. But when you got a lot of guys who are basically on equal playing field outside of Steph Curry, it's going to happen. It's tough to pull that same lever and pull the winning lever all the time. He's done it for a long time. But, you know, Kerr's got 4 rings. He's got 4 rings.
Were you disappointed that Shohei deferred $900 zillion?
Oh, that was... Wow.
I was disappointed he didn't get popped for the whole, like, you know, betting thing because he clearly was involved.
So let's read a couple. Loveman, if you could pull up YouTube and read a couple from the YouTube page here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570-650. Shasky, disappointed Ritter didn't win state in basketball. Boys hoops, they're loaded. They did lose to Salesian. That was a tough game. I was watching that on YouTube. Ritter came up. They're gonna reload though. Ritter to be back.
I got one from YouTube. Yellow Jacket. He's disappointed that Draymond outlasted Klay on the Warriors.
That's fair. That's fair. A lot of people are disappointed.
Draymond's
about Klay.
A good one. Just the suspension too. That whole thing because it did leak into the new year. Like, I think a lot of Warriors fans are disappointed in Draymond Green.
Yeah, no doubt. It was the most important season of his career.
I'm actually more disappointed in the whole Draymond thing than even the Klay thing. Because I do believe, like, the Klay thing, like, it's very disappointing. But at the end of the day, like, it's also Klay's right to go wherever he wants. So, like, as disappointed in general I am over the whole thing, like, I just feel like... Just the whole Draymond thing. Yeah, I think it played a big part in how we view Klay, too, because for whatever reason, Trey's getting a pass for a variety of people.
And Draymond and Lakers mentioned it. Kerr's mentioned it. Everybody's mentioned it. You know, he missed 27 games. They were 13-14 of those 27 games without Draymond Green. I do believe they win 50 games with Draymond Green. And now, if he plays all 82, I don't know about that. Let's say if he plays 70, I do believe they get to 40, they get to 50. I truly believe that because Draymond on the floor is a hell of a basketball player. And you see it when he's on the court. Man, I keep thinking about that play against the Dallas Mavericks at the end of the game where he blocked Kyrie Irving's driving to the rack. He's able to recover, block a shot, and get the steal and save the ball. And save the ball and give the Warriors possession. He's still balling at a high, high level. But it's the other stuff that we get disappointed in. You got to stay on the court. How about this one from the 209 Xfinity Mobile text line? I'm disappointed that Farhan got a contract extension.
I don't know how you look at the body of the work and like, yep, sign me up for those 6 years of that. Like, if you're running a business, I mean, it's just, how does that pencil?
Farhan's cooked.
Right? I'm disappointed that despite how the season's gone, it still doesn't feel like a lock. They're going to move off of him.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, it's a disappointing set of standards that the Giants seem to be holding right now.
Well, if they face plant in September, you see that 9-game road trip, Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can already see the offseason. If these guys stay healthy and this rotation pitches like it did, like we did over that 1 week, but we do it for 30 weeks, we could be in the mix.
How about this?
For the sixth spot.
So maybe not. Maybe we're just disappointed in Greg Johnson, the owner of the Giants.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should be disappointed in him because at the deadline, the Giants look like they just started pity pitching. Yeah, we got to get under CBT. We got to get under CBT. We got to move off somebody. We got to move off somebody. And you didn't buy, but you didn't really sell either.
If you were to nail the Giants down to one, because I'm going to nail the Warriors down to one, and I'm going to nail the Niners down to one. What is it for you in terms of most disappointing for the Giants?
That's a tough one. If I had to boil it down to one, the fact that it just seems like in year six, they really don't have a plan. That all the lip service they gave us about not bargain basement shopping and not platooning or whatnot, they went back on their word in the first week of the season. And we've had to watch Nick Ahmed, Austin Slater. And I get Yaz has been a whippy boy around here, but, you know, Conforto and you've had no outfield room. It's taken injuries for guys like Elliot Ramos to play. It's taken injuries to get guys like Tyler Fitzgerald in the lineup. Like if Nick Ahmed was healthy all year, we may not see Fitzgerald. Think about that. You know what I'm saying?
How crazy.
So I think the disappointment is we hear one thing, but they just completely lie to us.
Yeah.
The Giants have completely just right in our face. And some of us sit here and take it like dummies. Like, yeah, okay, we believe you. Yeah, go Giants. They've completely, even Marco Luciano, the fact that Casey Schmidt is 1-4 his last 27 and Wisely's 3-4 his last 21, and you sit Luciano for a week, it's like Steve Kerr not fighting minutes for Jason Tatum almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get that. Like, Tatum give him a couple curbs here and there, and he did in the gold medal game, to Steve's credit. But Marco Luciano can't get a sniff. A sniff?
So the and roster politics. Second,
so the roster politics and all the lip service he's given us to Giants fans, and they've gone back on our word.
I think for me, for the Giants, the Luciano thing is the microcosm of everything. Overvaluing your own, not having a clear plan for him, not identifying what he's strong and not strong at, regarding, like, does he have a defensive position? And then being pot committed to seeing him succeed or fail through a 2 or 3 week run. Is that not the microcosm of the last 6 years?
Yeah, it is.
So it's everything that you're talking about. When I flip it to the Warriors, Klay is very disappointing. Draymond is extremely disappointing. Andrew Wiggins might be at the top of the list, though. I'm going to be real with you. Andrew Wiggins, for me, it's more the fact we're not allowed to really talk about some of the stuff with Andrew Wiggins. For me, is like, what is going on? Like, that's the biggest disappointment, because I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's he's never going to be the same emotionally, mentally, physically. Like, I don't know what. I'm so disappointed in the whole Andrew Wiggins thing. I knew that they squeezed him and he played at an elevated level that maybe was not sustainable. I didn't know the bottom was going to fall out and he was going to be nearly unplayable and untradeable. That's really disappointing. At least when Draymond, like, I'll give you this. Draymond is extremely disappointing because he's getting himself suspended. Mm-hmm. But when he plays, I don't question his heart and his toughness and how good he still is. I still question all those things with Wiggs.
Yeah, I'm still buying stock at Wiggins.
Okay, you can buy your stock, but I'm disappointed.
But no, that's fair. That's fair. I'm disappointed overall at the
Warriors. I'm buying stock at Andrew Wiggins.
See, you got the drop. You got the drop. You got it ready to roll, Spadoni. Ready to roll. When it comes to the Golden State Warriors, I don't think it's really hit Warrior fans yet. But November 12th is the day Klay Thompson returns to the Bay as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. And there's going to be video tributes. There's going to be a standing ovation. There's going to be a pregame show dedicated to Klay and what he did with the Golden State Warriors. And all those numbers and all those memories are going to pop back up. And we're going to be like, damn, Klay was an all-time great for us. And the way it ended with some of the fans and, you know, obviously with the Golden State Warriors and the contract or whatnot, that to me is the top disappointment. It was like, damn, I thought the big three would possibly retire together. And I get pro sports. It's hard to keep all three guys together, even the Spurs, for crying out loud. Tony Parker ended up playing with the Charlotte Hornets for a year. But the fact that Klay walked and now he's with the Dallas Mavericks, it is sad. That is the biggest disappointment. It's like the Splash Brothers are no more. Rocco's no more. He's in Texas fishing on a lake.
Just to add on to that, the disappointment part, because I agree with you, Bonte. I think with the Warriors, it's the most disappointing development over the last year has been with Klay. The way it ended, not just the 0-10 against the Kings, but just the frustration and anger that fans had towards Klay Thompson at the end. Like, he should have gone out with like a hero send-off, mm-hmm. but it felt like it was almost like a just go kind of feeling right with him. And that's what's really, like, the fact that it ended in such a sad way for me is very disappointing.
How many, can I ask though, like, in how many hero send-offs do you get outside of a retirement?
Not many.
Yeah, you don't. I can't think of too many that, like,
you don't.
Montana was not ceremoniously, you know, traded. Like, oh!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
he was not happy.
No doubt.
I know Ronnie Lott wasn't happy that they put him on that exemption list where the Raiders could sign him as a free agent. They basically left him unprotected.
But to Sam's point, though, the way he went, I can't get this out of my head. I'll never forget the Warriors playing the Phoenix Suns. Steph Curry hits the game winner with 0.7 seconds left. A great Saturday night game. And I get on the flight. And the guy in front of me, oh, Bonte, what's up, man? And starts talking Warriors. And he goes, you know, Clay's got to go. Clay's got to go. And I asked the young man, how long have you been a Warriors fan? I don't remember what he said. But he basically was like, Clay's got to go. He's a cancer. Get him out of here. And I was a little, you know, I was tired from working that night and getting ready for Las Vegas to go to the Super Bowl. And I'm on that flight. And I just looked at the guy. I said, hey, man, I'll talk to you later. So I was ready to slap the hell out of that kid for talking about Klay Thompson like that. Now, I wasn't going to slap the guy. I'm not going to say that. Physical violence, I don't condone that whatsoever. But to my point was like, that's how we're going to treat one of our legends.
It's kind of ugly.
That is kind of ugly. We're going to treat one of our legends like that. You know? It was sad.
I'm not exonerating that behavior because I think there's a lot of weird vitriol toward Klay. But it was a struggle bus for the last year and a half. You know, for everyone. Team, right. Player, the role, fit, this, that. Like, it was. It was a struggle bus. Like, it was. So, I understand feeling that way to a degree. It can get a little ugly online and stuff when people have anonymous accounts. But, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to defend the Warriors. I'm just saying, in general, it doesn't feel like anybody leaves any situation dignified. Very rarely. Like,
no, very
Harbaugh
rare.
Didn't leave the Niners in a dignified way.
He didn't.
I don't remember, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre leaving the Packers in a dignified way. I definitely don't remember Deion Sanders leaving in a dignified way or Kevin Durant. Like, it usually happens with a little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm. Niners, biggest disappointment.
Well, I mean, this one's the number one is overtime rules, Super Bowl, boom. Everything else, you know, is close. That's number one.
Oh, man. Yeah, I how can it not be number one? How can it not be number one? The 49ers losing the Super Bowl. And it feels like they have to get over it because Brandon Ayuk is not around. Trent Williams is not around.
Okay, how many days for the holding? How many days?
Well, what? Yesterday was training camp day 15.
Okay, so we're 15 days in on this.
15 days
in. I don't think I could do another 15.
Oh, well, you could do another 15. I mean, I said that about the Giants. I can't do another 15 games, and here I am 15 games later. I'm still hanging around during the dog days of August.
You've done a full circle.
Trust me. Listen, last year, by August, I was done with it. I swear to God, I think from August 1st through the end of September, I probably watched 2 Giants games. I said, I'm done with this crap. There's no way you can be in front of a tube. I'm going to play Madden. I'm going to play Madden until I'm blue in the face. I'm going to watch all the training camp practices. I'm going to read all the... I'm not watching. Now, I got the Giants on the laptop while I'm playing NCAA. I'm just like, boy. And you hear Kipe just exasperating that booth. You hear Krug. Like, we're going to have Dave Fleming coming out at 8:30. I'm going to tell Dave Fleming on the front end, hey, Dave, you earn that day off tomorrow. You earned it, and you need it. Flynn, I know you're out there listening. You deserve that day off tomorrow. You and the whole crew. Hope you guys have a great time out. Boy, it's tough right now. It is tough, but when it comes to the Niners, because I know you heard the latest development. I want to get your...
What's the latest development?
Well,
what is it? Did Brandon Ayuk dap up a fan wearing Niner gear, and so now he's staying with the Niners? Or did he like a Washington football post, and now he's going, you know, a football player's post, and now he's going there? Like, what?
Adam, it's too much for me.
What happened?
This one right here from Cam Ibbett, who joined Willard FP yesterday. FP was in the building. FP Santangelo. I need to text him. He was coming at me on Twitter. Wonder how he's feeling right now. You bring the smoke to the king. You better expect some smoke back, Spadoni.
You're right? My shower, Bonte.
wait, what was that? Big pause, FP.
You're my shower, Bonte.
What was that?
Makes some good times, FP. FP makes me smile.
Sounds like it.
He makes me smile. Cam Ibbett.
That's okay. With just Willem pause, FP. Dog. Just the whole
Willem
thing.
FP makes just me smile.
Pause. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
Maybe he makes me smile. FP, I love you. Beer's on me next time. Here's Kevin.
He doesn't drink beer.
I know he doesn't.
He's a top shelf guy.
Yeah, I don't even drink beer, so I don't know why I'm saying it.
top shelf guys over here.
I don't even drink. I don't drink at all. I don't think I've had a drink in a long time. Kevin Edmund with Willard and FP.
I spotted Brandon Ayuk watching the football practice for the first time in a while, but he did it on the sidelines, and he usually hasn't been up close like that. But mind you, he was about 50 yards away when practice was kind of getting going and team drills, and then red zone drills happened, which is kind of near where Ayuk was, and then he started seeing the interaction among teammates. Even John Lynch came by and like shook his hand and patted him on the back. So for me, I'm trying to interpret, okay, what does this mean? Does this say, hey, congratulations on your new deal, glad you're sticking around, or, oh, hey, we're going to miss you, good luck, you know, as you go along as a defector? No, it was more of a, hi, how are you? Good to see you again. Nothing else new here. So it's almost like it was the status quo, but at the same time, just watching Brandon and how he paid attention to practice, he was invested. He was paying attention to every single play and looked very much a part of this team.
That's the latest with Brandon Ayuk.
Poor Cam having to like decipher body language and
hey, I love it.
No, I'm not mad at Cam
t-shirt.
At all. I'm not mad at
he
Cam.
He wore a red t-shirt with the Niners logo on it. I think the Niners and Ayuk can come into their senses. Let's get this contract done. Let's go win a damn Super Bowl. I think that's what Jerry Rice was basically insinuating on Instagram. Come on, Ayuk, let's go. He has a chance, like honestly. If we could just like just for a second here. Think about what Ayuk has done so far in the Niners uniform. He's only like 200 yards away from surpassing Deebo Samuel in all-time receiving yards with the 49ers. He has another 1,000-yard season. He's going to be in the top 10. Brandon Ayuk signed a long-term deal. He has a chance to be one of the best. Like, Jerry Rice is always going to be number one. T.O. is always going to be number two. But Brandon Ayuk has a chance to be an all-time wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers when it's all said and done. He's that good. He's that good of a route runner. He has those. He has special hands. He can run block. He does everything. Well-rounded wide receiver. Let's make this thing happen. Let's get this thing done, and let's go win a damn Super Bowl for once. All right?
Me and all the other Niner fans are like the Jimmy Butler meme where you just look physically exhausted, and you're just sitting here like, just like, did that? Okay. Like, I'm going to be honest. It's hard for me to say Brandon wants to be an all-time Niner when it's dragging out the way it is. And I know there's business.
I said he has a chance to be an all-time Niner.
No, I know. Yeah, but it's like all that kind of stuff, like... The business side of it has just like all that other crud doesn't even feel even close to appropriate considering how difficult this has been.
Man, I listen.
And it's just
it's pro sports.
We're exhausted.
Yeah, well, you know what? Buck up, baby. Start to get ready for the New York Jets. Cam Ibben on Trent Williams.
Because he's a veteran and he signed his last contract coming off of unrestricted free agency because he tested the waters, that makes him open to these CBA rules where, yes, he gets fined $50,000 a day for missing camp and practice, but when he misses a preseason game, he misses 1 week's worth of regular season paycheck, and that's $1.1 million. And that happened last week. And because of the veteran contract that he signed, he's not the 49ers cannot cancel out those fines or make them any less. It's written in the rules. So whatever contract he eventually signs, it's going to have salary cap ramifications to probably cover the losses he's incurring right now.
So there you go.
I mean, that's just poor Trent.
So,
you know?
So
poor Trent. Cry me a river.
That's the legends of Trent Williams. But we all know they need big Trent. They need big Trent. Here's George Kittle. If he feels how he feels about Trent Williams' absence.
Trent Williams is Trent Williams. You know, he's like the greatest football player to ever play the game. It's like him and Aaron Donald. I mean, that I've played against. And, you know, for all the people who are going to, you know, list off like, you know, 90s and 80s players, I'm sorry. But like the best I've ever played with. And so, yes, he's also like a massive human being. He's a silverback. Like he just has a presence to him. And so, yeah, not having him in the locker room at all and stuff like that, it's weird. But we all love Trent and he's doing what he thinks is best for him. So it's okay. And I think Jalen Moore's done a good job of playing left tackle for us. And also, like, I appreciate getting extra reps because the one thing about Trent Williams is I don't need to practice with Trent that often because he's so good that it's more of me like, hey, George, get out of the way so I can block this guy by myself. And I'm like, hey, man, you make my job easier. So getting the extra reps with Jalen I think is really beneficial because he's gotten a lot of snaps for us in the last couple of years. And so if I can get really good at working with him, Trent will just fit in seamlessly. Not worried about it.
Not worried about
big Trent. I'll admit it. Like, Trent's a guy that he's a large human being. He's, you know, He's had injuries at the end of every season, it seems like. Every season, when push came to shove, he's hobbled around out there. The game is violent. Yeah, I am worried. We did this last year with Bosa, who is in much better physical shape than actual Trent Williams, though they're asked to do very different things. And he had a horrible down year by his own standards. You know, so, yeah, I am worried.
Do you think the Bosa thing was a distraction?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know why I asked that? Because the Niners did open the season 5-0.
Oh, okay.
And nobody talked about the holdout.
Well,
he came in Pittsburgh.
Wait.
He came in.
We talked about defense.
No. What I'm saying. What I'm saying. When Bosa came back against Pittsburgh, they beat Pittsburgh 30-7.
Pittsburgh's not that good.
Well, they made the playoffs last year.
I don't care that they made the playoffs. The Niners are a Super Bowl contender. They made the playoffs last year.
All right. They beat them 30-7. Then they go to week two, and they beat the Rams, 30-23. Then they beat the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football, 30-12.
The Giants are terrible.
And then they beat the Arizona Cardinals, 35-16. And Brock Purdy has one of the special days in 49er history throwing the football. I was like, wow, this is Steve Young 2.0. What the hell? This guy is on fire. And then they beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, 42-10, and they were 5-0 heading to Cleveland. And at that point, nobody was talking holdouts. We were saying, this team really is special.
But then
they may lose
only
two games. So I'm not here for the distractions after the fact. They opened the season 5-0.
Baldy told you. Baldy's
not right about everything.
Okay.
Baldy's not right about everything to a degree.
I'm just saying last year with Bosa,
it became a distraction because he started bringing it up. Yeah, the bye week really hurt me. I've been experimenting. But nobody was saying that when they were 5-0. They beat the Cowboys. You were saying, who's beating the Niners? It's our league. It's their world. And we're just living in it. That's all I'm saying.
When people are riding high, no one's complaining. When you have adverse situations in any walk of life, that's when people's true colors start to come out and the real starts to come out. When there's a little bit of noise and there's a little bit of adversity, that's when people start talking. Like, that's the reality.
Well, I remember December 3rd when they beat Philadelphia 42-19. And we came in the next morning. We weren't talking holdouts. We were talking about how the NFC runs through the San Francisco 49ers.
All right.
And then after the fact, we started talking, oh, yeah, it's a big distraction, blah, blah, blah.
So you just think the holdout means nothing?
I didn't say that.
So then what are
you saying? I didn't say that. I'm just saying we feel like it's a distraction, but what if they start 5-0? We won't even be talking about the holdout. Because last year, they opened up 5-0. We were heading into the Cleveland game. Spadoni did the show with me. We were heading into the Cleveland game. What was the conversation going into the Cleveland game?
My take, I think, that day was it's not enough for the Niners to win that game against P.J. Walker. They need to win by 20.
Right.
That was my take.
Dude, we were riding high.
That was your take? I respect it.
We were riding high heading into that game. We weren't talking holdouts.
The team can go 16-1 this year. Like, to your point, the team can go 16-1. And if they lose in the first round or the second round, because they'll get the bye if they go 16-1. But if they lose in the playoffs, the whole entire regular season is negated. It's all about championship.
It sucks to be in that bubble, but that's where they're at. I understand that. That's not the conversation we're having, though. The conversation we're having right now is that the distraction part of everything. If they open up the season 5-0, we're not going to be talking training camp holdouts anymore. We only bring it up when it's like, oh my God, the sky's falling. This guy held out and it's a big distraction. The Niners literally opened the season 5-0 and nobody talked training camp holdouts until Nick Bosa, after the 3-game losing streak, was saying, yeah, I started off slow. I've been experimenting. It's not working. We got a new scheme. And he started throwing the defensive coordinator under the bus.
When you reflect on what you've done throughout the entire year, all that stuff matters. Just because you had a great run at the beginning doesn't mean that they weren't overcoming some of that stuff
earlier. No doubt.
They were also, like, the Giants, what did they draft, 4th overall this year? Like, and those were great games. The way they dismantled Dallas was special.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a special game.
But listen.
We also ended up realizing at the end of the year, like, Dallas got dismantled by Green Bay. Dismantled at home. So I don't know. They made the playoffs.
All I'm saying is you can pick apart the teams and say, well, they lost in the first round. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. My whole point is Nick Bosa showed up 3 days before Pittsburgh and they blasted the Steelers 30-7. Fred Warner blew through Najee Harris and nobody said anything about the holdout. They were 5-0 and we were riding high. That's my whole point. I don't care who the team was.
So as long as they go 5-0 to start the season, nothing matters.
it's not going to matter with the fans. Nobody's going to bring it up.
I think this all...
Nobody's going to bring it up.
This all, you hear about this with Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford. All of the reps that you take in camp stuff and all the stuff behind the scenes, it all builds to something. That's part of the beauty of football is all of the synergy and the going through the grind and all that. And it doesn't pay itself off until January and February. But that to me, it all goes into it. That is the essence of football, unlike the other sports. You practice five and six times to the one game. And so, I do believe holdouts matter. And I do believe everyone being on the same page and being singularly focused on one thing, does matter. Because the great coaches that I listen to, like Bill Belichick, who's been on everybody's podcast, is saying, all these little things, fights, contracts, playing time, all this stuff, it's wasting energy on things that you could be otherwise wasting your energy on when it comes to the playbook.
That all sounds good. Where did the Niners end up last year? Where did they end up last year?
They ended up losing in the biggest game of the year, and everyone was falling apart.
In overtime, right?
Yeah, and they were falling apart.
In overtime. Yeah. They made the Super Bowl.
Practiced every single day the overtime thing. They all spoke about it to a team.
Well, that's a coaching thing then. Well, that's not a training camp holdout. No. That's not distractions. That sounds like preparation by the coaching staff.
The catch, for example. Dwight Clark and Joe Montana practiced it every day for 2.5 years at the end of practice. So you could say building up to something.
But I don't understand how not knowing the overtime rules by the coaching staff has anything to do with the holdout.
No. I think it's the cumulative. Look, again, it's the cumulative effect of everyone on the same page day one building towards something. That's what I believe.
Well, it sounds like a lack of preparation from the coaching staff not knowing the overtime rules. That's part of it. Like, I don't know how that has to do with Brick. You could still practice the overtime rules with Nick Bosa away in Florida working out with his mama one-on-one. Yeah, but
Bosa had a bad year.
You know?
Bosa had a bad year.
One-on-one. But he didn't make excuses until they had the 3-game losing streak and he started throwing a defensive coordinator under the bus.
But it didn't look like he had a great year.
I know he didn't have a great year.
I know week one ended up being good for him, but 2 months in, we were looking at him he don't look right.
Yeah, but all I'm saying, though, it was such a distraction. They opened the season 5-0. And they looked dominant.
Winning cures all. We know this.
They went 30, 30, 30, 35, and 42. It was such a distraction. They opened up 5-0 is my whole point.
You know what? Everyone should show up week one.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it was just such a distraction that they opened the season 5-0. We were literally talking about them being the best Niner team since 94. So we could say it's distractions all we want to. And if they want to make that excuse about holding out, being a distraction, I say they were 5-0 and nobody was talking about it by that point.
To me, that's like saying, hey, you're going 150 and you didn't get ticket. You're doing a good thing. Keep going 150.
No,
it eventually catches up to you. I think it catches up to you.
No, that's silly. That's silly. And it caught up to them so much, they were an overtime away from winning the Super Bowl.
They could overcome it. No one's saying they can't overcome it.
Right.
What we're saying is today and the last couple of weeks, it's left them behind.
Maybe, possibly. 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 But is there any doubt once Trent Williams comes in that he's going to play like an all-pro?
I don't know. Who knows? Guys fall off.
Possibly.
Everyone said that about Bosa. And then the guy is literally on the sidelines at the most important point of the game in the season at the end. And he says to Baldy, the whole offseason and the way it played out really affected me down the stretch
year. You know what, though? He got his $120 million, and he stuck the Niners for a lot of guaranteed money. And I don't want to hear it because when his mom joined the station, don't you worry about Nick Bosa. He's ready to roll.
Well,
when Nick Bosa got off the private plane, let's go, Niner faithful, I'm back. To me, it sounds like a bunch of excuses. I'm not an excuse-making business.
Well, is it an excuse explanation?
Don't tell me. No, it's an excuse. It's an excuse when you start throwing the defensive coordinator under the bus and saying, I missed out on training camp.
It can be both.
Tell me about that after a win. You beat Pittsburgh 30-7. Tell me that you're rusty.
Well, but
beat the Rams 30-23. Tell me that you're rusty then. Don't tell me that the lack of training camp hindered me from being an all-pro after a 3-game losing streak. Talk to me after the wins.
It's a byproduct of his own actions, right? That is undeniable. He played a huge part in him not being ready. Okay?
Exactly.
I don't think it's the team's fault. No, it's literally Bosa and his agents and his representation played a huge part in him having a down year. And there was a depreciating effect in critical moments of the most important game of all of their careers.
All I'm saying is, it was such a distraction. They opened the season up 5-0. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, see, the excuses afterwards.
You want to make excuses about missing training camp? Fine, it was a distraction. It helped. It screwed your lack of preparation up. But it was such a distraction. Fred Warner damn near having a defensive player of the year type season. It was such a distraction. Charvarius Ward was an All-Pro cornerback.
Yeah, but those
it
guys were at practice distraction. Every day. Those it was guys such were at a distraction.
But Charvarius Ward was dealing with groin injuries.
But I need the whole team. But see, this is where football is just. You need all 11 in perfect synergy all year.
No, I agree with
to
that.
To be able to accomplish
I agree
what they
that.
Need to do. This isn't about just being a good
that.
Team this year. Or anything like,
I agree with
unfortunately,
that.
Unfortunately, they backed themselves into it. It's all about winning the big one.
I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is nobody around here was talking about the holdout when the Niners were 5-0 last year.
No, but we were all in preseason.
And then they opened up 5-0 and we're talking about them being the best team
in the
NFC.
But I go back to my dad. Just because the results are good doesn't mean everything you did building up. Like, you aced the test, but you didn't study at all. That doesn't mean that you should not study moving forward. That's my point of view.
Injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Fans, some of you guys on the text line, I'm not even going to bother with it. It was such a distraction. The Niners opened up 5-0 and ended up in the damn Super Bowl. And all these excuses came out after they lost. I don't want to hear from people after you lose a game. Tell me about you. Give me the adversity when you win. We're riding high after the Pittsburgh game and the Rams game and talking about how dominant this team was. So I don't want to hear anything about, oh, man, now it's a distraction last year. Yeah, in hindsight, everything's 2020, right? In hindsight. But if the Niners, if Ayuk signs, say, next week, and Trent Williams comes a couple days before the Jets game, and this team opens up 8-0.
Yeah, they can overcome it. No one's saying they can't
and
overcome it.
And they did last year. They did that last year. Well, and it wasn't a distraction. That's all I'm saying. How was it a distraction when they opened up the season 5-0
to Philadelphia and I'm listening to guys
them.
That played the game. Man. I'm listening to Baldy, and I nod with him. That's what
Baldy last year was saying it's not a distraction. We got to cover Baldy, who's played this league, so I don't agree with everything Baldy says, and I love Baldy. But Baldy also said last year, Bosa could show up at the airport the morning of the Pittsburgh game, and everything's going to be okay.
Well, I think we
also said that
that's
too.
Not accurate.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we've learned
and
now.
And he's been around holdouts for a long time.
I know, but we've learned now.
So I'm not
going to
buy this whole excuse thing that, oh, man, it was a big distraction. They literally opened the season up 5-0, was blowing everybody out the water.
The Chiefs had lost Chris Jones, and they lost that game early on in the season. I bet if you asked everyone on the Chiefs, even though they won the Super Bowl, was it easier or harder to go on the road for all the playoff games? And they would say, knowing what we know now, we overcame it and we won the Super Bowl.
They relished it.
But we probably wouldn't want to make it harder on ourselves.
They relished it. But you also got to remember Travis Kelce missed that first game, too.
No, I know. But
if Kelce plays, they probably win that football game.
Well, again, you're making it harder on yourself than it needs to be.
Again, I don't know how. J.J. McCarthy out for the season. Torn meniscus in his right knee. Suffered the injury against the Vikings, against the Raiders last weekend. Vikings will now turn to former 49ers backup, Sam Darnold. He's going to start the season. Start the season for the Minnesota Vikings. Injury report brought to you by Boxer Girls in Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Dave Fleming will join us at 8:30. Dave Fleming will talk about the Giants. We also have... What else do we have? We have somebody at 920 as well. I already forgot.
Jake Hutchinson.
Jake Hutchinson, 95-70 Game Insider.
I also want, on the other side, one of my buddies, we think we're down bad here in the Bay Area just in general right now. One of my buddies last night was giving me the plight of being a Viking fan and a Minnesota sports fan.
Oh, it's not easy.
Yesterday was a very bad day for the Minnesota Viking fans.
Shout out to my guy, Brandon Velasky, who I used to work with at Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Minnesota everything. And if you want to go down the Minnesota Viking rabbit hole,
I would like
go
to.
Down his Twitter page. Nothing but misery happens to Viking fans.
Poor
nothing
guys.
But misery.
My buddy David Linsmeyer, he was like, he cornered me and he was like, you have no idea what this team has done to my soul.
No Super Bowl wins. Nothing but heartbreaks for the Vikings. More coming up on the Rust.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.